Anansi is one of my favorite characters. He's a trickster character from West Africa. And what that means is, sometimes when he plays tricks, he gets in trouble. And sometimes when he plays tricks, he's triumphant. But whether he wins or loses, we always learn something important from Anansi. Now, even if you have never heard of Anansi, you know who he is. He's around us even today. And here's how. Anansi started off in West Africa with the West Africans. And when they were taken out of West Africa, one of the first places they were taken was to the Caribbean to work on the sugar plantations. When the Africans were taken to the Caribbean, they weren't allowed to speak their own languages, worship their religions, or tell their stories. But they wanted to keep Anansi, so they turned him into a woman. If you go to the Caribbean, you can find all these stories about a very wise woman named Aunt Nancy. It's Anansi the spider. The West Africans were also brought here to America. And when they got here to America, they were sent to the South mostly to work on the plantations. And when they got here, they weren't allowed to speak their languages or worship their religions or tell their stories. But they wanted to keep Anansi, and so they turned him into a rabbit. He is the basis of Br'er Rabbit. Now, Br'er Rabbit jumped all over the country, getting mixed up with the Native American tricksters and the European tricksters and the Asian tricksters. And they all got mixed in together. And at some point, they all turned into Bugs Bunny. The next time you see Bugs Bunny, you are in fact seeing a very small piece of Africa. And here is one of Anansi's stories. Now, many times in Africa, they have droughts. They have periods when there is not enough rain. And all the animals are very hungry. And it happened that Anansi, the spider, was sitting up on a ridge, and down below him, eyeing him, were a flea, a fly, and a moth. And they thought that Anansi looked so delicious. Of course, the problem was, the three of them could never hope to overwhelm him and eat him. But maybe, since Anansi liked tricks, they could fool him into letting them eat him. And so they devised a plan, a liar's contest. Each of them would tell a preposterous story and make Anansi say that they were lying. Because you see, the way it works is if you can get someone else to say, oh, that's a lie, then you win. So they each devised a really ridiculous story. And then they went to Anansi and they said, Anansi, we would like to propose a contest. And Anansi said, all right, what's the contest? Let us have a liar's contest, they said. Each of us will tell a story, and whichever says, oh, that's a lie, that person loses the contest, and they will get eaten by the others. Anansi said, all right, I'll play. Well, the flea got up first, and he said,
I am the greatest flea who ever lived. When I was born, I went into the jungle and I sucked a lion completely dry. And all the other lions ran away from me, and I said to the lions, if you make me your king, I will not eat any more of you. And so I flee, am the king of the lions.
And Anansi looked over at the flea and said, oh, I know that's true. I've seen your palaces. Well, the three of them looked at each other, and the fly stood up next, and he said,
I am the greatest fly who ever lived. When I was born, I flapped my wings and blew down the elephants. The elephants were so afraid of me, they ran away. And I said to the elephants, if you make me your king, I will not blow you over anymore. So they agreed, and I, Fly, am the king of the elephants.
Anansi said, ah, I have seen your palaces made of ivory. I just didn't know they belonged to you. All three of them turned to the moth. And the moth said, I am the greatest moth who ever lived. When I was born, I carried off the people of the villages and dropped them off cliffs. And I said to them, you must make me your king, or I will kill all the people. And the people bowed down before me, and I, Moth, am the king of the people. Anansi said, ah, yes, yes. I have seen your palaces as well. I am so excited to meet such honored personages. I know your stories are true. Well, the flea, the fly, and the moth looked at each other, and between them, they had already decided, no matter what Anansi said, they were going to say it was true, because it was better to have a draw than for them to get eaten by that spider. Anansi said, I am nobody's king. But here is my story. You see, a long, 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 long time ago, I was a farmer. I lived on a huge plantation with lots and lots to eat. There were fruits and vegetables, and all were mine. But in the middle of my plantation was a huge tree. And on that tree, there grew three fruits, a grape, a cassava, and a coconut. The three of them looked at each other, but they didn't say anything. Anansi said, one day, I was sitting under that tree, and that grape fell down, poof, and split open, and out came a flea, the very first flea that ever lived. I grew it on my land. And since I grew it on my land, it belonged to me, and I could eat it if I chose. Now the flea scampered away, and though I tried my hardest, I could not catch it. And that flea gave birth to every other flea in the world. Anansi turned to the flea. He said, you are descendant of that flea, which means you belong to me, and I can eat you if I like. Well, the flea just kind of looked around. He had nothing to say. Anansi said, not long after that, I was walking across my land. I was very tired. I sat under that tree, and the cassava fell down and came open, and out came a fly. The very first fly that ever lived, grew on my land, belongs to me. I could eat it if I want. Well, I tried, but it flew away, and it had other children. You fly. You are descended from the very first fly, the one that I grew on my land, which means you belong to me, and I can eat you if I like. Fly and the flea looked at each other. Anansi said, then, not long after that, I was walking across my land and I sat under that very same tree and that coconut fell down and broke open and out came a moth. The very first moth that ever was. It belongs to me since I grew it on my land and I could eat it if I want. And that moth fluttered away and I didn't catch it. And you, moth, are descended from that very first moth which I grew on my land, which means you belong to me and I can eat you if I like. The three looked at each other. If they said that what Anansi just told them was true, that meant that each of them belonged to him and he could eat them. But if they said it was a lie, they would have lost the liars' contest and he could eat them if he liked. The three of them fled from Anansi. And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away. And that is the story of the Liars' Contest.